This MHCC service was based on the Common Grace Aboriginal Sunday service material. In this recording, three components are presented. The first is acknowledgement of country with people from many nations around Australia, 2.5 minutes. The second is words from Auntie Jean, just over 2 minutes. The final component is a message from Brooke Prentice, 6 minutes.
Together, we acknowledge country. We acknowledge the traditional custodians right across these lands now called Australia. The traditional custodians have been and continue to be stewards and caretakers of country on behalf of the Almighty Creator. We acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. We acknowledge the over 300 nations right across these lands now called Australia.
Hi, I'm Johnny Huckle of the Wiradjuri Nation, Larry Clan Group of the Lachlan River, where their best yellowbelly grow. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians that come together here on this land in celebration of our sovereignty.
From Gubbi Gubbi Country.
From Nukuna Country in South Australia and the beauty that is around us.
To you and country.
To Mabantwa Aranda Country.
To Gurumbulbara and Thalgari Wadja.
To Bunurong Country.
To Kaurna Country.
To the homelands of the Mornina people of Lutruwita, Tasmania.
To Awabakal Country.
To Yagara and Turrbal Country, we pay our respect to our elders, past, present and future.
And to Nyunga Abuja.
So, Auntie Jean, we're here to pray together, to gather together. Can you tell us about the importance of prayer? And of course, we know that all prayer must come with action.
Prayer is a very important part of any Christian's life and ministry. And it's also very important to us as the First Nations people, and especially as we are gathering together to speak and to share what we have on our hearts to the rest of the Australian churches in this nation. And we know that without prayer, very little can be accomplished. But with much prayer, much could be accomplished. And that's what we want for this nation. The history of Australia has not really been dealt with. This history belongs to all Australians. But sad to say, it's not a very good history. And this history has caused so much pain and agony and divided us in this nation and caused so many sad things to take place. This history is going to affect Australia for years to come if we do not look at it and deal with it and pray with it and seeking God's help to bring healing into our nation. And so it's very important that we come together like this to be able to build bridges. And so we, as Christians together, can lead this nation. The governments can only do so much, but it's the cross that we can see in front of us that can bring true healing and true reconciliation into this nation.
The last few years, I have begun my Change the Heart message with the words, "Here we are again." However, this year, it doesn't feel like again. Here we are, continuing to live through a global pandemic, feeling more deeply the impacts of a global climate crisis, and experiencing the global attention of Black Lives Matter. But here we are. We, you and I. We, Aboriginal peoples, Torres Strait Islander peoples, and non-Indigenous peoples of all cultures who live in these lands now called Australia. Here we are with Jesus, Creator God and Holy Spirit, who know all and have seen all. Many people have described these times as turbulent and disrupted, dare I say unprecedented. But for me as an Aboriginal person, these have been turbulent and disrupted times for 250 years. There is so much to learn from Aboriginal peoples: survival, adaptability, resilience, and also community, love, and even hope. But to learn these things, people must tune in. I believe that God is calling us, all peoples of all cultures, every nation from all tribes and peoples and languages, to be in tune with each other and in tune with God, to be tuning in together. But to tune in, we must first wake up and stay awake. I've prayed for the day that Australia would wake up. I've dreamed about it my whole life. I actually thought that Australia had our wake-up moment in 2016 when the images of an Aboriginal child restrained to a chair in a spit hood were broadcast into our living rooms. But sadly, my fears were realised when Australia went back to sleep. In the year 2020, Australia seemed to wake up again. Australia woke up enough to start conversations about racism and the true history of these lands now called Australia. But my question is, did non-Indigenous Australia just wake up again, or has non-Indigenous Australia actually committed to staying awake? I pray that Australians will stay awake. I pray that you will stay awake. And how can you know you have stayed awake? How can you tell if you are tuning in? Were you tuned in when Australia first brought in COVID-19 restrictions and identified three vulnerable groups? They were announced at every press conference. Anyone over the age of 70, anyone with chronic illness over the age of 60, and Indigenous peoples over the age of 50, speaking directly to the lack of closing the gap. Were you tuned in to realise that the COVID-19 closures of state and territory borders is not the first time this has happened in Australia? Aboriginal peoples were not able to move freely until 1967, and this wasn't just to cross a state and territory border, but just to leave their community. Were you tuned in to hashtag Raise the Age, realising that Australia locks up 10-year-old children in prison, most of them Aboriginal? Were you tuned in to know the names of the Aboriginal peoples who have died in custody, the Aboriginal deaths in custody still under a coronial inquest, and the name of the Aboriginal man who died in custody who said, "I can't breathe"? Were you tuned in during National Reconciliation Week to the destruction and loss of a 46,000-year-old sacred site? Are you tuned in to the realisation that after 250 years of injustice, Aboriginal peoples still hold out our hand in friendship and seek relationship? There is a spiritual blindness and a spiritual deafness in these lands now called Australia. Somehow Aboriginal peoples become invisible. The lack of justice for Aboriginal peoples must be seen as a spiritual issue. by tuning in together, we, all peoples, can stay awake, can pray, and can take action for justice for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. As Aboriginal peoples, we know interconnectedness. The interconnectedness of lands, waters, sky, trees, plants, animals, birds, fish, rocks, mountains, and all peoples. The interconnectedness of the social, political, economic, environmental, ecological, and spiritual. One is not prioritised at the expense of another. All are in rhythm with each other. An interconnectedness taught by the Creator, passed down through our elders from generation to generation. An interconnectedness of truth, justice, love, and hope. An interconnectedness that Jesus is calling for. A call to relationship, a call to our hearts, a call to be tuning in together to change the heart of Australia.